Give it a shame beged, that there's an iser the kain is wearing more begotten than he's supposed to. Mashenkin tochas misholish, but if the shema, if the piece of cloth is less than 3x3, it's not choshev a beged, and chosetis. There's no iser yitu begotten. And let this pshat, vahainu the rav on Rav Chisda. Let this pshat, Rav Yochanan, the same pshat like Rav Chisda. That shalai b'mokim begodim, there is an issa to wear another beggar there, but it has to have a shame beggar. The cloth has to at least be 3x3. For the Gemara, lema though, pligri of Yehuda, bread of Rav Chiyah. Let's say the argument of Yehuda, bread of Rav Chiyah, that he says even a tzutzel cotton is osir, even a small belt is osir to wear. That's also called a beggar. It's less than 3x3. Now, the Gemara maybe no. Shani, tzutzel cotton, I'll tell you, a small belt is osir. Why? The chashiva. It's chashiv. It's better than stam a piece of material 3x3. But since it's a belt, it's a chashiv a thing, even though it's smaller than 3x3, still it's called the beged, therefore it's also for the kohen to use it. For the Gemara, Ule Rabbi Yechanan, Ada shminen gami l'shamin et tzutzel cotton. Rabbi Yechanan says clearly not like this. Rabbi Yechanan says anything less than 3x3 is mutter. It's only also to put on a piece of cloth, even shleibim mokim begodim. It has to at least be 3x3. But less than 3x3, it's mutter. So according to Rav Yechanan, a kohen is allowed to put a belt around his finger, even though it's a choshev a beged. But since it's less than 3x3, it's not called a beged. For at the Gemara, according to Rav Yechanan, why does now Mishnah say that? Let the Mishnah say, if a kohen has a wound on his hand in the base of Migdash, he's allowed to even put on a belt on his hand. Why does the Mishnah only say Yigami? Have the Gemara Mil Sa'agav Ruchu Kamashman. The Mishnah is telling us another Chiddush Agav. The Gami Masi, that by putting on this leaf, you should know there's an Issur. It should be an Issur Rabbanan that has Merava, that it heals you. That if you have a wound, putting on this leaf is a refuah. So that's the Chiddush in the Mishnah. That even though refuah is also on Shabbos, but in the Beis Hamikdash, Bitzarif Gavoya, here when the Kohen is doing the Avoidim, it's not nice that his wound should be open. Bitzarif Gavoya, he's allowed to put a Gami on it even though it heals it. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. So if the Mishnah would have just said Tzilsu Kotten, I wouldn't hear this Chiddush. I would think maybe to put something that's Merapi, it was awesome. That's why the Mishnah says another Chiddush for saying Gami. That you should know even though it's a Refuah, still it's Mutter. Rashi says, the Gami Masi, Mishum Shabbos Tzitzvich Lemisni. Our Mishnah tells the Chiddush, Nil for Shabbos. Gami, the Alpha Gav, the Masi, Sharba Migdish. Even though this Gami is something that heals, and Stamuza is also to do Rafu on Shabbos, but in the base of Migdish to a Mafiyu. That's why the Mishnah says Gami. But who are then a contra of Yechon and Tzotzu Kotten is also Mutter. Kol Zaman is less than Gimel by Gimel, there's no way for you to be gotten. Stop it. Yeah, holding Dav Kuf Dalet. Yeah, zot the Mishnah. Boiskin melech al gabe kevesh bishvil shlo yachlikoi. The kevesh has to go up to the mizbeach, the plank that the kohen had to walk up to the mizbeach. It was a slope, a steep, no steps, a slant. So let's say it was rainy, it was slippery. So the Mishnah says on Shabbos you're allowed to throw salt on the kevesh that you shouldn't be slippery, you shouldn't slip. Shlo yachlikoi. Umemalin mibor hagoyle. Who are then allowed to schlep up water from a bore, from a well, hagoyla, or mibor hagodol, the galgol? These are two different boros that were in the Azor, in the Beis Hamikdash, and on Shabbos you're allowed to get the water out of these wells, the galgol. You're allowed to use a galgol like a wheel, to get the water up, the Shabbos. Therefore, it's only mutter on Shabbos. Yeah. So Rashi lets him, the Mishnah doesn't say clearly, but it's only mutter in the Beis Hamikdash, these two things. And Rashi Begalgal says, Avo b'medina loy, and time of forest b'gemore, mishum shem yamal l'gunos l'churbosoy. It's only mutter in the Beis Hamikdash to schlep up the water. And that's why the Mishnah says the bore, the well, in the Azor itself, in this bore, you're allowed to schlep up the water on Shabbos, even though you have to use a wheel. But other wells, if you have to use a big wheel to get the water up, it's osur. Out of the base of Midrash, there's an instrument of Rabbanim, we'll see in the Gemara why. Or mi ber hakar biyomtiv. For another type of a well, from hakar, we'll see in the Gemara why it's called ber hakar, it's only mutter on yomtiv. But on Shabbos, this ber is also. Zot Gemara. Romi le ravika mi pashrunya le rova. He has to shout to rova. Tanan, and now Mishnah says, boiskin melech agabe yakevesh vishvil shlo yachlikoi b'migdash. So it's a diyek b'migdash in, b'medina loy. That's the Diyak for now, Mishnah. even though the Mishnah doesn't say klo b'medina, but about talking about the kevesh, which was in the Beis HaMikdash, mashma, you're only allowed to do this in the Beis HaMikdash. They say it's on Shabbos. If it's slippery to go up the kevesh, go up the plank, you're allowed to put salt there that it shouldn't be slippery. But mashma came to Medina, out of the Beis HaMikdash, where we live, it's also to put salt that it shouldn't be slippery on the ground. Or remini avakasha. Chotzah shen is kalkalo b'meimei geshomim. Anybody that has his private chotzah, his private front yard, that got room because it's raining and it's very slippery there, so you want to be able to walk over the puddles there, is maybe tevin or mardabo. You're allowed to bring straw and spread it out, mardabo, like level out the ground that you can walk over it. So you see there's no issur binyan. So why do we say now Mishnah, Samashmi, if you only put the salt down on the ground, only in the by the Beis HaMikdash, but not the Medina, because it's an issur nechsei kibinyan, like you're building, and here it's Mashmi, no, even the Medina, even in your own backyard, you're allowed to throw down Tevin onto the ground. Rashi Omar Debo, Shatechbo. You spread out the Tevin all over your ground. And for the Gemara, Shani Tevin, Delei Mavatulei, is the Chilik. When you throw straw down on your ground, you're not mavatlet there. Like the straw is like mitzvah behemoth to come and eat it. So since you're still going to take it away, you're not permanently put it onto the ground. Therefore, it's not nechste kibinyin. You're not building on the ground. Trashid lay mavatle, or right of elekim is shumash vigumas. There's not even issa that you want to like, the issa binyin here would be that there are holes there like, and now you're putting down the straw to smooth out the holes. That would be issa. But since your kavon here is later to take away the straw, so there's no issa that you're now smoothing out the holes, because you're not smoothing it out. You're going to take away the straw soon. The melachu b'shabbos, that'd be kibinyan. Because if you would be smoothing out holes, that's also to do on Shabbos. That's binyan. Here, why is the mutter? The midi, the chos, the maicha behema, since you're talking about straw, that a behema could eat, or the tir tachoimit, lay mevatule, you're not mevatule there, because you're going to use it. Avu melech. Misha Nidris Berego, Mashenka the Mishnah is talking about Yistam putting down salt. Now usually you put down salt on the ground and people step on it, Lechazi, you're not going to use the salt anymore. Or Mistama Mavatulei, or the Medina also. That's why it's also the Medina, because it's Nechse Kibinyan. By throwing down the salt there in Mistam, you're going to Mavatle it to the ground, and you're Mavatle, you're going to leave it there, it looks like you're building on the ground. So therefore that's only an Issam of the Rabbonin, it's like Nechse Kibinyan. It looks like you want to smooth out the holes. So b'medina, out of the Beis HaMikdash, it's awesome. But in the Beis HaMikdash, that's the din of the Mishnah, on the keves, you are allowed to put the salt. Omalei Rav Acha b'rei the Rav l'Ravashi, ha'inela chechidomi. Like in our Mishnah, when you're putting the salt down on the keves, on Shabbos, what's your purpose of putting the salt there? Either mevatel, if you have das to leave the salt there on the Mizbeach, the keves, the plank going up to the Mizbeach, you have das namish to mevatel to leave it there, is the kasha komoisa v'abinyin. It's lav dafka the Easter Shabbos here, but stam out the din of the mizbeach. You're adding to the binyan of the mizbeach. You're not allowed to do that. Oksiv, the pasuk says in Divrei Hayomim, hakol b'ksav miyad Hashem ola hiskil, that the dimensions of the Beis HaMikdash and all the kelim was given by the Nevi'im through Hashem, that you can't change the dimensions. So how could you make the mizbeach, the keves, bigger? If you're going to put salt there, some avatlas there, you're making the keves bigger. That's an issur. Rashi says, "Come a meisav abinyan." Even in the middle of the week, they started to do this. The Beis HaMikdash was given over to David HaMelech with dimensions from the Nevi'im. He can't do more. He can't do less. Samuel, that's the kashim. If you're going to mevato, leave the soul permanently on the keves, it's also because you're making the keves bigger. Elamai that the marvid loyka mevato. Elamai what? You're not being mevatlet there. Our Mishnah is talking about you putting the salt down just because it's slippery now. But right after the rain goes away, you'll wash away the salt. I was expecting one other kasha. Ha'evei chatzitza. Look, where's the kasha then? How could the kohen now walk off the plank, walk off the kevesh? There's a chatzitza. The locher is a kohen. He has to be barefoot. He's not allowed to wear anything because his boser has to touch the ritzba. It has to touch the mizbeach. So when he's walking up the Mizbeach, there's not allowed to be a chatzitzon between his foot and the Mizbeach. So if you tell me you're putting down salt, that you're not going to leave it there permanently, you're not mavatlet there, you're going to take it away afterwards, so how could the kohen walk up the Mizbeach? Now there's a chatzitzon. It should be also to have the salt on the Mizbeach for his, where he's walking. And for the Gemara, I'll tell you, it's talking about the lochas evorim lekevis. The lav avoid he. We're not talking about when the kohen is taking the dam to make the zrika on the mizbeach. That's the halacha. When he's taking the dam, that's an avoida, that you need kohen. And whenever you need a kohen, the kohen has to be touching the ground. But we're talking about now, after you made the zrika of dam, and after the shechita, now you cut up the animal, the meat, the pieces of meat, you have to carry up to the mizbeach. So Abba Minim is, that's not called an avoida. So you don't really need a kohen. So even though the kohen's foot is not touching the keva, still it's kosher. Because you don't need a kohen there. For the Gemara, no, it's not true. V'loy, you don't need a kohen. V'aksiv, the pasuk says, V'hikriv ha-kohen es ha-kohel. Mashmi daf can need a kohen. The kohen has to bring everything. V'hikter ha-mizbecha. And then he makes haktori, burns the meat on the mizbeach. V'yom amar, we learned, what does this mean? Zu ha-lochas evorm le-kevis. That by taking the pieces of meat, after you shecht it, after you skimmed it and cut it up, those pieces of meat that you have to burn on the mizbeach, when you take it up to the mizbeach, you bedavka need a kohen. So if you need a kohen, it's mashmi is called an avoidum, and when a kohen is walking up, his feet has to touch the keves. So there's our kashrum. How could you have salt on the keves? There's a chatzitza, should be possible then. Ela, I'll tell you the case is, eleima boi leches eitzim lamarochum. The lava void heat. We're only talking about now, it's a rainy day, the keves is very slippery. So true, when the kohen is doing the avoid, there's no eitzah. You can't have the salt there via chatzitzah. They're talking about early in the morning, when they want to bring the wood up there to the mizbeach to make the marochah. Now carrying the wood up to the top of the mizbeach to make the marochah, to make the burning place, that's not called an avoidah. For that you don't but often need a kohen. Therefore, when the kohen takes the wood up and it's not as slippery now, you would be allowed to put down salt for a few minutes. Kedai right now won't be slippery. He'll be able to walk up there. And after he walks up there, then you wash it away. But while he's walking up there, there's no Yisr Chatzitza, because that's not called an Avoida. You don't even need, you do not need a kohen for that. So that's what our Mishnah is talking about. When is it mutter to put the salt on the keves? When they're taking up the wood to the Mizbeach. That's not an Avoida. So there you're afraid maybe you'll slip down, but then you're allowed to have salt. So the Mara, Dorash Rova. Chotzer Shen Iskalkolo B'mei Megishonim. You have your front yard, and it was raining, and it got very slippery. Got the ground, got the ruined. Is maybe Tevin Umar Dabo. On Shabbos, you're allowed to bring straw. Straw is not muksa, it's only to give you behemoth to eat. You're allowed to feed your behemoth on Shabbos, so it's not muksa. So you're allowed to take it and spread it out on the ground. Omale Rapapa the Rovers, Rapapa told Rova, for a time you learned in a brace like this. Kishumardo, when you're spreading out the straw onto your wet chaser, ain't a marda loy besal. You're not allowed to spread it out in a normal manner. You can't carry it in a basket and spread it out from the basket. Vulay bekupa, another type of a basket. Ela beshule kupa. You have to do a shinui. You have to bedafka use the broken, the bottom piece of a barrel. Take up like a broken barrel, and the bottom piece of the barrel, that's what, how you're allowed to carry the straw. Because you have to make a shinui here. Because otherwise it looks like you'll be mavatot there, it looks like you're making a binyan. And the lach is brought down, you can't even use your hands. Because I'm using your hands is also a darkri. You bedafka have to do it in life of the shinui, bedafka use the back of a kli. So the Gemara said, "Lachur." He didn't say that. He said, "Samet smuter." So the Gemara, "Hoda ukim Rava amayro lei." Rava again put an amayro, put an interpreter in front of him. The Dorash, and he made a drush on the next Shabbos, and he said, "Dvarim shemati lefnechem." That I dashed before to say stam, that it's smuter to spread out the straw on your wet chotzer. Toyu same biyodi. I made a mistake. No, Baram kach omru. This is the way it should be said. Kach omru mishum Rabbi Elezer. This is what it said over the name of Rabbi Elezer. That when you are spreading out this tevin, and amarda loy desal, you should know you're not allowed to do it in a normal manner. You can't carry the straw to the chotzer in a regular style, regular basket. Vlei bekupa, the bigger basket. Ela beshule kupa. You have to use the bottom of the bishinui. You have to break off the bottom of the basket and turn it upside down and carry the straw on the bottom of the basket. That's called the shinui. Then it doesn't look like you're making a binyan. There's no gzeres mishum or ashwiya gumis on Shabbos. That's the only time it's mutter. So, Mamalin Mibor HaGrila. The Mishnah says now what? That in the Beis HaMikdash, you're allowed to get the water up from a well with a wheel. So, the Gemara, Amaisa. Ula Ikloi Levei Rav Menashe. Ula went to visit Rav Menashe. While he was there, also Hu Gavra, a person came to the door. Torah Baba, and he knocked on the door on Shabbos. He started to bang at Rav Menashe's door. Is Omas or Rav Menashe said, "Man hai the litzchol gufei to komaschol el shabbata."
Like, who is this person that I should listen, pay any attention to him, because he himself is being Mechal Shabbos now? What did the person do wrong? The person, by banging at the door, he made noise, and it's awesome with the Rabbanim to make noise on Shabbos. That's the Hazmina. So to Rashi, the first one, the big line, Taraf HaBobo, Hikish HaWadelos, he banged at the door, the Agrofa with his fist, the Shmiya Kohen, and he made a noise. So Rav Nasha held that's also to make this type of a noise on Shabbos, so it's being Mechal Shabbos, and he didn't want to talk to the person. Omer le Rava, Rabbi answered back, there's nothing wrong here. Lo Yosru El Kel Shel Shir. The only time I'm allowed to make noise on Shabbos is a nice, sweet noise that sounds like a shir, like a music. Sounds like a song. But Stam, to bang at the door, there's no issa. Trashi. The Havim, it was to call Machal Shabbos, to serve a kololu, they call Osir. Any type of making noise is Osir on Shabbos. And Rabbi answered back, the Kel Shel Shir. Hanishma Kain Shir Ben Imo Benachas. Something that's sweet and easy, that's also. But stam banging is mutter. That's where we hold like Rabba, that stam banging is mutter. There's only an issue if you have a permanent knocker on the door. A zaf that's meant there on the door, oimet, to knock, that's also to use. That's a bigger, that's also. If it's a kli, that's miyuchu the shear, it's also. But stam using your fist, knocking at the door, even though you're making noise, that's mutter. Because that noise is not called a noise, so shear, it's stam banging. Ace for Yabaya. Abaya had a kash on Rabba now. You're telling me now, stam noises mutter, is the adin, malim b'djoyfi. You're allowed to schlep up the water, malim b'djoyfi. Rashi says, mechovis techovis. This is like a siphon. If you want to get the water out of one barrel into another barrel, you're allowed to take a tube and suck it out on one side, it starts the suction, and the water goes down to the bottom barrel. That's you're allowed to do on Shabbos. Is malim b'djoyfi. Umatifin meyerek lechoyla. But this is merit, a type of a kli, that on top there's like a hole, and on the bottom it has sprouts, that the yayin drips out. Now, if you hold your hand down on top like this, you stop the suction so that it doesn't come down. When you take your hands off it, then it starts dripping down. So the kid's a type of a kli that you collect the yayin drip down, and if you close them on, there's a stopper on top, it doesn't drip down. So you're allowed to do this on Shabbos. You can take off the stopper on top, and now the wine starts dripping down that makes noise. That's mutter to do on Shabbos. What's the mutter for? L'chayla. You can do it only for a chayla, somebody that's sick. We'll soon see why you're doing it, why you need this noise for the chayla. But the diet, l'chayla b'Shabbos, the diet, l'chayla in l'bari loy. You're only allowed to do this to make this noise, the wine dripping down, for a sick person, but not for a healthy person. Why? Because you make a noise. Now, hey, chidomi, what are we talking about? Lav denim. We're talking about somebody that's sleeping already. The kaboy the listener, and you want to wake the guy up. Now you wake the guy up, you let this wine start dripping down, beep beep, you let it drip down, that's going to wake him up. Now you don't have any kabon and shear there, that's time of noise, and still you see it's osir. Shema mina lude kula, kail osir. Any type of noise you're making is osir on Shabbos. So it's a kashan rabba. So the Merle, that wasn't the case. The tear, we're talking about the guy who wants his awake now. For kaboy delenim, the guy who the chayla wants to go to sleep. He's sick, we want him to sleep, but he can't fall asleep. We want to make a nice, sweet noise there, like singing to sleep. That's what we want to do. So, man, this wine, when it comes down a nice way. A few drops here, a few drops there, it comes down like a music. So that's osataka, because that's called you're making a nice shear. So it's only mutter for a chayla, it's mutter. But for bari, it's osa, because it's a nice noise. But a stama bang is mutter. Eighth, I have another kasha. Hamashama peroisim of nehoifis. If somebody's watching his fruits, called the birds, he doesn't want the birds to come and eat his peris, or the luyab of nehachayim. Or else you have these pumpkins, you have seeds, pumpkin seeds, from the chay, you don't want the animal to come and eat it up. Is meshama kedakti b'shabbos, you're allowed to watch it, that the animal shouldn't come to eat it. Or bevach la yaspik, you're not allowed to like start bang clapping there, v'lo yatfiach, and bang on your thigh, v'lo yirakit, and not dance, kederach shu'oyse b'chol. You can't do these things, make these noise on Shabbos. Is my time, why can't you clap your hands to keep the birds away? Lav the kamalot kola, because you make a noise. She said, even stop clapping, you're not making any music there. You stop clapping to make any noise to get the animal away, it's also awesome. The kola lude kola also, so because again it's a kashan rabba. It's more name, Omer Rav Achar by Yaakov, it's a different reason why it's also. The reason why you're not allowed to clap your hands to throw the birds or animals away is it's exeron, shemla yitol tsrur, maybe you'll pick up a pebble, and you'll throw it at them. And it's standing b'shus harabim, so we're afraid you'll throw b'shus harabim, dal damas, that's why it's also. V'yel hod yom rav yudu am rav, noshim am sachkos bagoizim, noshim that are playing with nuts, is also. They're not going to play nuts on Shabbos. So if the kids play nuts in New York, they're not allowed to. My time, or why not? Lav the komerot kolot, because when you throw nuts and one hits the other one, it makes noise. If you make a noise, mash many noises also. The cholalu they call also. Maloi dilma also la shvuya gumis. They were talking about just playing on the ground. Now, when you're throwing the nut on the ground, you like to have a nice, smooth piece of ground. So we're afraid maybe the ground won't be smooth. There'll be a hole there. You come to fix up that hole on Shabbos, not in this, the rice of vinyan. That's why we make the gzera. That's why they can't play nuts on Shabbos. There are a lot of play noshim masakas, but tapuchim is also noshim. Again, women that play with apples, the same thing. Instead of playing with nuts, they roll apples, hit one or the other. Is host, and that's awesome. Why is it awesome? An apple hitting another apple doesn't make too much noise. This flame and nuts make noise, but apples don't make any noise. So why is it awesome? Ella Taraya do masla shvuya gumis. The reason is because we're afraid maybe the ground won't be smooth. It'll be holy, and you want to flatten out those holes. That's why it's awesome. Tanan. So now we have no kashan rabba, and we hold like rabba. Stop making noise. It's mutter. It's only a kol shel shir. That's awesome. Tanan. Now Mishnah says memal mibor hagoyel mibor hagodol the galgal b'shabbos b'migdish. You're only allowed to do this in the base of migdish on Shabbos. You're getting the water up from these two burris with a galgal with a wheel of b'migdish in b'mdinaloy. But out of the base of migdish is also midrabbonin. My time, what should be the issue? What are you doing wrong? You're in a Rishus HaYochid, you're schlepping up the water from a well to the top. What's the issue? Lav mishum delu dekoyla. Because when you use a wheel, it makes a lot of noise. The crank makes noise. So you see, any type of a noise, it's also. The yasser. So tomorrow, like, that's not the reason why it's also. Al koylo be mutter, because it's not making a koyl shal shir. Now the reason why it's also, gzeira shem yamala li ginos luchabosein. The way you schlep up water with a wheel, the pshat is you're getting a lot of water up. Anytime you're fetching a lot of water, it's like Zera, maybe you'll take this water and throw it onto your gin already. You'll throw it onto the garden. Like you have so much water, what do you need it for? It looks like you're going to use it to water your garden. That's why it's awesome. The bottom machine. Zera Shem Yamali Ginosain, Mitech Shem Malam Boy, Bulay Terech, another story. Since it's very easy to get this water up using a wheel, it gets it up very easily. Is also Lahashkes Boy Beginosain, Chabosim Shabbos. Exactly, you're getting up so much water easily, we're afraid you'll throw it right into Gina. That's why it's awesome. But not Mishum Kaila. So the Nema Shari Lamimla Bigilgola Bimchuza. In his place, Mechuza, he was matter on Shabbos to bring up water with a galga, with a wheel. I swear the Mishnah's Mashmon in the Migdash it's mutter, but Medina it's awesome. Omar Amema said, my time it goes to Rabbonin. Why does Rabbonin make Zera Shem Yamali Gunos the Chaboslin? Maybe it's so easy. You'll fill up so much water, use it, and water your garden. Abahochre Mechuza, Leginika. I said there were no gardens there. It was, they only had ground there, no gardens. Since there was no Gina there, no gardens there, there's no Zera, maybe you water your gardens. That's why it's mutter. Leginika Lechurbika. But then Rav saw, then Amema saw, you know what they did with that extra